morning, everyone. And a special good morning and welcome to all the visitors we have in the church, for all the godparents and grandparents and godchildren and grandchildren who are here on this special day that we celebrate. This past couple, 3 weeks, 3 months, I've really enjoyed watching my children play basketball on the basketball team. And my son plays for the varsity for Shepherd Hill, and they have a really good team. And I've enjoyed going and watching all their games. But one of the things that I've learned, I knew from playing basketball, and I've remembered again watching his games. No matter how good a player is in basketball, no matter how good they are, they can be the best one out there. If they don't play well as a team, they're not always going to win. The Shepherd Hill basketball team had a lot of dreams and hopes for this season, and they still hope maybe to win districts. And they have a lot of very good players. When they play well as a team, they win. When they don't play well as a team, they lose. This is also the fact, I think of even individual sports. I have a niece and nephew who've played Division I collegiate tennis. And tennis seems like an individual sport. And yet, how individual is it? I know for my nephew and niece, they've had parents who've taught them and then trained them and supported them for many, many years. They've had coaches who've guided them and taught them. They've had other people who've challenged them and push them to higher heights. So even in an individual sport like tennis, it takes a team, a community, to be good. Well, this image of the athlete, and especially of the team, I think is very appropriate today when we celebrate Godparents and Grandparents Sunday. Because what is the role of grandparents and godparents in the lives of their godchildren and their grandchildren? What is their role? For a godchild means someone who's been baptized in the church and who should have a goal in life to grow as a Christian, to journey throughout life in this Christian journey, and to end up in the kingdom of heaven. That's the goal of life for any Christian. But the fathers of the church teach us that we can't go far in this journey of faith alone. There's no such thing as an individual Christian. Christianity only makes sense in community, when we have a team that we're journeying with. And that team often is our church, but that team can also be the intimate people of our family. But we begin with a godparent. When a godparent is chosen to baptize a godchild, they become a family member. Whether they're blood family or not, they become a family member. And their main role is to help the parents raise the child to follow Jesus Christ and to become a faithful Christian. So they're working together with the parents. And for anyone whose parents or has children, I'm sure you would all agree with me that we need all the help we can get in raising our children, right? Especially on keeping them on the straight path. We need all the help we can get. And that's what godparents are for, to help parents raise their children. But of course, godparents aren't enough. And for all the grandparents that are out there, you know the special role and special relationship you have with your grandchildren. There's nothing like, from what I'm told, there's nothing like having grandchildren. You can enjoy them, you love them. When they get to be too difficult, you hand it back to the parents so you can enjoy them all the more. But the role you play isn't just to be a doting grandparent who gives them whatever they want. The role of the grandparent is to share your life's experiences, to share your wisdom, to share what you've learned in life to help them not make the same mistake, to help them discover the path that leads to God. So godparents and grandparents are key parts in the team. Remember, as a Christian, you cannot journey alone. No such thing as an individual Christian. The Christian life is all about community. And it begins in the community of family with parents and children. It grows when the parents select godparents. It includes, of course, the grandparents, along with the uncles and aunts and all the cousins and all the extended family. It includes the team of the church, this church here, how we have to watch out for one another and help one another. And then, of course, it can even expand outside this church. But let us remember that image of the team. And if we want to reach our goals, the greatest goal being walking with God, living with God, experiencing the kingdom of God here and now, as well as in the future, we can only achieve that as a team. So I want to thank all the godparents and all the grandparents who are here today honoring your godchildren and your grandchildren. And I want to call up two of our young people, two of our teenagers, to come up, and they are going to share two beautiful poems written about godparents and grandparents. And these poems were written by my brother, who happens to be in the church, and so it's nice to have him here as they read these poems.
Our grandparents, persons of great wisdom from a life of many years, who have experienced turmoil and peace and overcome youth's fears. The ones who take the time to listen to your story and recognize the best in you and hold you up to glory, not hesitant to counsel you when you have gone astray or embrace and comfort you when your actions lead them to pray. They understand your vices and protect you from that shame when your life presents adversity and temptations that are insane. They share with you their true feelings and express their ultimate delight when you use your talents and time to do good for all to reunite. They are loyal to a faith which has lasted for 2,000 years, knowing it will bring you joy in life and avoid immortal tears. Oh, what a blessing to have such people in your church. They encourage true salvation and a future heavenly perch.
The godparent, a mentor who originates from the one above, whose body and spirit encompass true agape love, a witness to your entry into the Holy Church, who stands for you at baptism and throughout your time on earth, a person who helps teach you from right from wrong and prevents you from being pressured from the throng, your conscience to help you discern true knowledge from the Lord and to give you substance and peace to protect you from discord. A godparent always has your back, and his prayers all help keep you on the proper track. Oh, to have such a person in your life is the greatest of blessings to keep you from strife. On this special day, we raise up those mentors who ensure that our lives are spent in God's splendor with a spirit most pure.
Thank you to the godparents and the grandparents, and God bless you in the special role that you have. And thank you for sharing that. And take these poems and keep them and remember your role as godparents and as grandparents.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.